beyond boundaries as well. You just can be tossed around just because, you know. And another thing is the maturity to put well-being first. Energy is a competitive advantage and not a luxury. Okay, energy is a competitive advantage and not a luxury. So it is very important to put your well-being first. There is also the courage to hold a different opinion. Progress needs original thinkers, not echoes. You know, during your weekly meetings, your monthly meetings, it is important to speak your mind and speak up if you do have anything to contribute other than just moving in the echoes and in the shadows of people that are able to speak up. So it is okay to have a different opinion. And finally, the integrity to confront bad behavior. Culture changes when someone decides enough is enough. And once again, this is spiritual, it's biblical. Only when you decide that something is enough, then it becomes enough. So the longer you tolerate certain behaviors in your workspaces, the more it continues. Maybe you've got an employee, maybe you've got a colleague that, you know, touches you inappropriately. Maybe you've got a colleague that texts you inappropriately, you know, or calls you inappropriate things that make you uncomfortable. It is important for you to stand up and speak up and say, hey, I don't think I like this and I don't think I'm comfortable with this. That way you get to change the culture in which the culture and the atmosphere that you've created for those people and the platform as well. You get to shut down that platform that made this person feel like they can say certain things to you or they can, you know, maybe even touch you inappropriately. I'm just using an example. So it is okay to confront bad behavior. Now, as I get to come to the end of today's segment, I think it's important to understand that high performers are not the ones who say yes the most. They are instead the ones who make decisions that protect their standards, their energy, and their integrity. That is the version every leader should want on their team. Okay? So, to the leaders that always want a yes man, I don't think that is someone you want working for your company because you are only limiting innovation and growth. But leaders should look out for the ones that make decisions that protect their standards, their integrity, and their energy as well. So once again, if you are somebody that might have experienced any of this, you can always share your story with us by simply sending us a text message on the number 0977-624-270, or you can send us a WhatsApp voice message and get to share your own side of the story with us. Thank you so much to each one of you for tuning in and for always coming through to 97.7. This is what we call the HR Hotline Unfiltered, and today we were looking into why and how, pardon me, how a high performance employee actually looks like compared to what we think a high performing employee looks like. My name is Tron Jabulani, and the HR Hotline and Filter comes to you every day at 17:50. I'm going to be ending the show right here, but thank you so much once again for always tuning in to 97.7. Always get to come through every day from 15 up until 18 hours. Have a beautiful evening. Bye-bye.
City Drive.
Don't let it drown in a noisy world. Because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice.
Big, big,
three,
fat,
fat,
fat, radio.
Lusaka Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.
Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one?
Everybody tuned in. Even other radio stations are locked on.
Everything you need, you better rock your body now. Everybody. Rock your body.
Thank you.
Trying to have a kid, I'm still acting like a kid would, but I would never say it.